show. It's Free Talk Live, and it's your show if you want it to be. You can take control via the phones, 1-800-259-9231. It's a show by your calls. Whether it be personal or political, whatever's on your mind goes if you make the call. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're kicking off hour number two of this, the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. And as always, we are here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, so still plenty of time for you to get involved here. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com.
You can go to vote.freetalklive.com and vote for us at podcastalley.com. That's
yes.
the standard.
The world's most respected podcast ratings site.
It is. It's really the standard. And if you go there and vote for us, we're at number three right now.
We were number one for most of the months.
We're
so
not
far.
Used to that. We're used to being number one, number two, number three, bad.
Maybe we got too cocky, man, which maybe
apparently
that's what
we
it
did.
Was.
Apparently we, you know, our listeners don't like us as much as they did last month.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's clear.
That's not necessarily the case. It's just the competition is tough.
Everybody's concentrating on Katrina?
I don't know.
Not concentrating on helping us?
We just need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. It's all we ask that you do, because we give you everything for the for free on the website.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we give
what
you
else do we got to do for our listeners?
Really?
Huh?
I'd be willing to do a little bit extra, but I have to be in person for that.
There you go.
So go to vote.freetalklive.com, and it would help us out immensely. And all it requires is an email address and a minute of your time, and that's it. All right, so we're going to talk to you about whatever you want. You make the call, 800-259-9231. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might read your emails on the air. In fact, we're going to get to another one here shortly. But I promised corrupt cop stories from the stopthedrugwar.org, DRCNet. This week's corrupt cop stories, in Tucson, federal prosecutors announced last week they had snared another 16 current and former soldiers, as well as law enforcement officers in Arizona, for agreeing to help FBI agents posing as cocaine traffickers get their wares through the border. Just 4 months ago, those same federal prosecutors arrested 17 more police and soldiers on similar charges.
It's a lure, easy money.
All 16 of those arrested last week have agreed to plead guilty. The prosecutors said they included two current and former members of the Arizona Army National Guard.
Now, this just goes to show how good people get caught up by this stupid drug war.
Yeah, but they're not necessarily doing something bad. They're just trying to make some extra money. Like you said, they got kids to feed.
They know it's not that bad of a thing, and they know that the people that are doing the drugs are going to get it somewhere. They're not out jamming it down the throats of 7-year-olds.
No.
I swear to God, that as much as you'd like to think that the drug dealer's responsible for your son's overdose, you're wrong.
Your son's responsible.
Sorry.
That's right.
I'm not going to blame it on you. I'm going to blame it on your son. I'm not saying it's parenting. Everybody makes choices.
Sure, and we learn from those mistakes if we make them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this case, and this is one of those that we were talking in the last segment of the show, we were talking about unintended consequences of the war on drugs. This is another one. You know, these are soldiers and police officers who otherwise would be very
protecting
good
us.
People protecting us. They would be, you know, again, investigating murders and rapes. But here they are spending their time helping drug dealers get drugs to the other side of the border.
Yep.
Because there's money in it for them. Anyways.
This is conversation that the average Americans have never heard. They've never heard anything like this talked about the drug war.
And they should. Everybody should hear this.
They have no
idea. Common sense.
Yeah.
All you have to do is sit down and think about it for a little bit.
The media machine muffles this like you wouldn't believe. Nobody ever hears this.
Yeah, the media will spin this to make these guys look bad. I mean, they'll spin it to make them look like they're evil, and they're just trying to supplant your kids with as many drugs as possible. How dare these turncoats, pull these drugs across the border? That's not their job. Their job's to stop them. Well, we all know, I mean, we've been doing this show long enough to know, that, and the cops know it too. You know, the cops know that most of them, I think, know they're wasting their time with this war on drugs. And the ones that don't think, the ones that don't feel that way are really into the war on drugs because they know they're profiting from it. There are plenty of cops out there that realize that if it weren't for the war on drugs, they might have to go find some other line of work to get into.
Mm-hmm. Might be harder, might earn less money, you never know.
I like
the line of work I'm in. Lots of people like the lines of work they're in. What if their line of work is unproductive? Because that's really what defines a government worker or a bureaucrat.
That's right.
Is work that doesn't produce anything.
No product, no service.
Right. Or a poor product and poor service.
That's true.
One has to define that too. Because, for instance, you could be a garbage man.
The fire department does provide a service.
Right. Or a garbage man that works for the city. Well, I'm sorry, but garbage men that work for private companies do a better job than
That's
garbage
true.
Men that work for cities.
So,
you know, not individually, but on the whole.
Here's some more stories. Honolulu police officer James Korn Jr. was arrested August 24th on charges of selling methamphetamine. The bust came in a joint operation involving the DEA and the local high-intensity drug trafficking area team. His police powers had been suspended after another investigation last year, and he had been working in the department's communications department. Now, he'll be working on preserving his freedom. In Washington, D.C., two veteran police officers have been placed on administrative leave in connection with a cocaine bust last week at Miami International Airport. Officer Thomas Stevenson, age 51, a 20-year veteran of the force, as well as Lieutenant Wayne Stevenson, a 22-year veteran, were detained and questioned, but not arrested, after federal agents seized 90 pounds of cocaine in their luggage.
Oh my goodness.
Upon their return from Guyana, where they had a contract to train police officers. D.C. Police and U.S. Border Services are both keeping mum so far, meaning they're not talking about it.
Of course they are.
Hey, Manwich, do you think... I don't know. Do you think if you came across the border or you came into Miami International Airport and they found 90 pounds of cocaine in your luggage, do you think they just let you go and put you on administrative leave or just kind of turn you loose and say, we'll see you at the trial, buddy?
Not a snowball's chance in hell.
No way. Why do they get away with this stuff? It is so much the good old boy network. So much the, hey, we'll scratch your back. Oh, sorry about that, Officer Stevenson. Looks like we busted you with 90 pounds of cocaine.
Oops.
Hey, we're just going to take it off your hands for you, okay? You just go ahead and take it easy. Maybe we'll bring you to trial on this someday. Enjoy your administrative leave, which means paid suspension.
We'll put it in the evidence room and, who knows what's going to happen to it.
Yeah, it
happens all the time.
It might disappear. I mean, you might not get it. It might be the evidence room guy that takes it, but...
All the time.
All because of the war on drugs. Yeah. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Hey, here's an interesting email from Andrew. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. Andrew from New Jersey, actually. He says, hi, guys. I'm a 20-year-old university senior at a state school in southern New Jersey. I've always enjoyed my history classes in public high school, government-run high school, and in particular a teacher that I had for several years. So naturally, I chose to become a high school history teacher. The pay in New Jersey is among the highest in the nation for public school teachers. There are 10 weeks off during the summer, and perhaps the best part, you can teach for just 25 years to reach retirement. Realistically, I could start teaching at 22 years old and retire at age 47.
Sounds like a pretty good gig.
And all of this was fine with me. I'll teach until I'm about 50, retire with a fair chunk of change, and do some fun things, I thought to myself. Well, all of that changed last winter when I discovered libertarianism. With my newfound understanding of the world, I no longer feel that I'm morally justified to perpetuate the public school system by teaching in it.
Yeah, it's tough.
So my dilemma is quite obvious. I've invested 3 years of my life and money in training to do something that I no longer want to do.
A history degree can usually be used by lawyers.
Okay.
I mean, often they get, you know, that's a good bachelor degree to be a lawyer.
He says, I feel duped. I was misled by my parents, my teachers, and others in my life to believe that teaching in a public school, translation government school, is acceptable.
There's always private schools.
He addresses that. What do I do now? Due to the monopolistic nature of the public schools, most private schools can't provide salary, benefits, or job security like the public schools can. The very things that make public schools so attractive to people like me in the first place. I don't want to throw out the security the public school offers in my life. Investing this much time and money just to cut my losses and not teach in a public school doesn't seem to make sense. So, what should Andrew do? We will address that coming up. Your calls as well. If you got an answer for Andrew, 800-259-9231. What would you do in his position? It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, researchedherbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Saturday Night Edition. We're here live, and we'll talk to you about whatever you want. Political, personal, anything goes. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Take advantage of it, because it's totally free at freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. We're reading an email from Andrew here. And Andrew lives in New Jersey. He was brought up, and as he was raised, he fell in love with history and loved the idea of teaching it to kids. So he decided he was going to be a history teacher, a high school history teacher. And he's currently actually in school to be a history graduate, so he can go and teach history. And he says that about, I guess it was last year, that he discovered libertarianism, and now he's come up to a bit of a quandary,
yeah,
a dilemma. Because the
one of the tenets, the tenet of libertarianism is we don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. Now, government education is forced education. You're forced at gunpoint to pay for it. And when we say that, what we're talking about is, well, if you don't believe us, go try not paying your property taxes and see how long it takes for the men with guns to show up. I mean, there's absolutely guns behind government's power to tax. And so he's come to the realization that he does not want to be involved in this forcible government school system. He feels like it would be contrary to his newfound principles. And I totally understand that. Now he's asking us, what should he do? Should I just move to New Hampshire and be an active libertarian there and give up all the security of being a teacher down here? He says, I think this is an important question because I know I'm not alone in this situation. There's at least one other student at my school who's in the same situation as me. He also discovered libertarianism a bit late. He says, postscript, the idea of teaching the so-called virtues of democracy, which is part of the state New Jersey curriculum standards, to a bunch of children makes me sick.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be able to live with myself for perpetuating such crazy ideas. Here's what I would suggest. I think there's a couple of options. Option number one is continue on your path, go into the government education system, and try to make a difference from the inside. You're not going to change the system, but you might be able to help save a few kids from being totally mind-warped into this socialist mentality. You know, do you see what I'm saying? Go in,
yeah,
get your teaching gig, and teach them real history. You know, teach them the failures of government. Teach them the, you know, the opposite of what they're intending you to teach. Of course, that makes me wonder, you know, is there some sort of legal obligation? If you're a teacher in the government school system, do you have some sort of legal requirement to actually teach what he describes as the state curriculum standards? So if the state wants you to teach that democracy is virtuous, which it's not, it's tyranny of the majority, democracy is a bad, bad idea, unless it's a totally voluntary option. The only time I support democracy is when it's a private club, for instance. If we have the Free Talk Live club and we want to make a decision and we want to put it to a democratic vote, then that's fine. But when you're using democracy to choose somebody who's going to rule over another person, that's a problem.
I think there's times in our society when democracy makes sense, but I think it's way overused. The whole idea that you can pass a law with the majority of people voting for something and I just enslaves the people that disagree. For instance,
that's right, the minority.
I'd like to here in Florida we had a smoking ban. It was passed by 70% of the voting public, and essentially what was a referendum, but it's actually an amendment to the Constitution of Florida's Constitution. 70% of the people voted that we should not have smoking in businesses. Therefore, you can't have smoking in restaurants and some bars.
So 70% of the people just took away all business owners' right to their property.
Right. It's their property. So if you, it's my house, it's my car, it's my business, and I'll run it any way I please, thank you very much. But the majority just said no. Because you're allowing the public in and you're charging them money, we get to tell you what to do. No, you don't.
So here's my suggestion for Andrew. You could stay on your path and go into the government school system and be a troublemaker. You know, tell those kids the things that the government doesn't want them to hear, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be able to rescue a few of those kids from the path that they're going down. Or you could move to New Hampshire, which is something he's obviously considering, because there's some really exciting things that are going to be happening in New Hampshire with education. There are a lot of people moving into that state that want to get the government out of the education business completely. So you might find that you could still actually teach the way you want to teach, mm-hmm, within the state of New Hampshire, and you could certainly back up the people that want to make those changes up there. So I think it will probably be the most effective to go to New Hampshire. Personally, but if you feel like you need to stay, at least don't listen to their rules. If they tell you to teach that democracy is virtuous, ignore them and teach what you think the kids should.
I don't think you can once. Well, I don't think most people can once they know the truth. Then again,
you mean he couldn't teach what the state was telling him to teach? I can't see. Hopefully he wouldn't, because then he really would be beating himself up every night when he came home. Like, why am I teaching contrary to my principles? Andrew, thanks for the email. And we hope you make the right choice. Let us know what you decide. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Ladies come first. So we're talking to Rita in Texas. Rita, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Super.
I'm one of those that I'm really going to withdraw myself from what I really see a very depraved society that the United States of America is turning into.
What do you mean by that when you say depraved?
I happen to believe in God and also believe in what the Bible has to say, and I'm also a Christian.
Okay.
And I, for one, have a little bit of hope in that I'm seeing some pockets of individuals that will not put their children in the public school system because it is a threat to the salvation of their souls. And I would not recommend anybody who is of Christian persuasion to go into any of these public institutions.
I would like to say that I wouldn't recommend that anybody who cares about their kids put their kids into a government education system. Now, Rita, you and I are going to disagree on something, and that's religion, but we're not going to focus on that because if I had kids, and I don't, I wouldn't want my kids going to a public school that was run by religious people
myself.
Because
you love them and you don't want them to have a bad life. She loves them and doesn't want them to go to hell.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's for the same reason.
So what we want to do is we want to get the government out of the education system. So you and I agree on this, Rita, but we'd probably end up sending our kids to different private schools. And if you're okay with that, then I think we could get along.
I don't have a problem with that. The other deal is that... what I'm seeing, I'm a rather open-minded individual.
That's
and
good.
I got to reading some of the excerpts of Mein Kampf.
Whoa.
Which was off, and I recommend anybody listening to your program to check it out on the internet.
That would be the book written by Hitler.
Adolf Hitler, exactly. And Adolf Hitler was describing the condition of his nation about how syphilis was rampant in his country.
Mm-hmm.
Mein Kampf was written before he really came to full-fledged power.
Wasn't it written while he was in prison?
Yeah, historically, that's what it was.
Okay.
And furthermore, he was also talking about how the young men were being sexually stimulated by images, you know.
You know, I want to know more about what you said about depravity and why you think Americans are depraved. If you could hang on, Rita, because I'm interested in knowing exactly what that means.
All right.
Without getting too graphic or anything like that. We're coming back with that. 800-259-9231. How depraved are we in America? And what is the definition of depraved? I'm curious. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control. 1-800-259-9231.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burn, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number. We're live here on this Saturday evening edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
That's right. Visit the BBS. Oh, yeah, that's, what, 45,000 posts on there with 800 users?
Over 800 users.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's a real online community.
It's a lot of fun, too. Mm-hmm. And there's some serious topics and some not-so-serious topics, so go check it out.
All you got to do is give your email address, create a username and a password. And
totally free.
Yep, free.
Like everything is at freetalklive.com. And you should know that today over 740,000 people are celebrating their birthdays. And tomorrow, another 740,000 will be celebrating theirs. You know, if you want to make one of them feel terrific on their special day, you should call 1-800-Flowers.com. That's 1-800-Flowers is their number, but 1-800-Flowers.com is their website. In fact, not only do they sell flowers, but they also sell other cool gift items.
Mm-hmm.
And once you put them all in your shopping cart and you go to checkout, they have a little promo code box. And you put in the letters FTL, like Free Talk Live, FTL will get you 10% off of your total order.
That's right, 10% right off the top.
At 1-800-Flowers.com. It's your florist of choice. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, to Rita in Texas. Now, Rita, you described yourself as a religious lady, and you care about your kids so much that you're not going to put them into government-run schools, and I got to say, I have a lot of respect for that. You know, somebody that takes their kids out of or never even puts their kids into a government school shows that you're paying attention. You know that government schools are not a good educational opportunity for your children, and you want them to have the best, so you're going to keep them out of there, and that's good. You and I agree on that, but I'm just curious. You mentioned that you think the U.S. is depraved, and I just wanted to know what you meant by that.
Well, let me correct something. I'm 59 years old, and I already had my children go through the public school system.
Oh,
and I want to let you know that had I known what was going on in the public school system, I never would have put them in there.
Mm.
I'm old enough that I'm warning other mothers not to put them in there. I am not one who would have wanted my children to be educated by what I later found out were homosexuals.
Mm.
I believe the depravity actually started the United States Constitution. States, no law may be made abrogating the obligations of contracts. And that particular provision of the United States Constitution was violated when the United States Supreme Court allowed divorce. Men abandoned the women. And in abandoning the women...
Hold on a second. Wait. Are you suggesting that nobody should be allowed to get divorced?
Are you suggesting that, in fact, that contracts should not be voided at any point? I mean, if you get a gym membership, should you have to go to that gym for the rest of your life?
Sir, it has to deal with keeping your word. You know, people used to believe that their word was their bond. That is no longer existent any longer.
You can change. Isn't it possible that you can change over time and maybe grow apart from somebody else? I mean, you're suggesting that you should get married to somebody and that's it, right?
I'm saying, sir, the foundation of any government is family. And if you don't have family, you don't have government.
No, the foundation of government is just by the consent of the governed. That the families don't have anything to do with it, personally.
Well,
so the reason you wouldn't send them to government school is because there are gay teachers not having anything to do with the curriculum, not having anything to do with...
Not only that, sir, you've got teachers that are doing the drugs. You have teachers that are doing the alcohol.
Uh-huh.
You have teachers that are moral reprobate. If you cannot send your
kids... So people doing drugs are moral reprobates?
I would say, sir, I'm 59 years old, and you may be a little bit young, and I come from, sir, where, you know, you honor your mother and your father, and you respect your elders.
I only respect people that deserve respect, actually. And you have to earn respect in my life. You don't get respect from me just because you're older.
Well, all right. I hear you. The thing about it is, sir, is respect comes from the idea that every person is a creation of, or every individual should be a creation of God and should be given the benefit of the doubt that they be respected. What I find in listening to your program, sir, is really, when you talked about let's eliminate religion, what came to my mind is...
I didn't say that. When did I say that?
We never said anything like that.
Well, I had brought up the point about if I misunderstood you, I apologize as far as the error is concerned. But
doesn't sound like anything that, I mean, Ian may be an atheist. I am certainly not.
All right, well,
I've never said get rid of religion. I mean, gosh, if you want to be religious, by all means, go right ahead.
Well, sir, it is the destruction of Christianity in this country that is creating what is going on in our country. We have children who don't even know
what is going on in our country.
Just a second.
We have children.
Since there's countries without Christianity, are all of them, like, morally depraved?
I would say, sir, that there seems to be oppression of women in Muslim countries.
What about the Buddhists? I mean, shouldn't they be mired in their
Let's go to the Hindus, which the people were starving because they wouldn't kill the cows because they worshipped the cows.
It's pretty stupid.
You want to talk about oppressing women.
But we don't eat the dogs and cats that we euthanize in the Humane Society either. So, you know, I mean...
I understand that.
I'm not an atheist. You know, I'm not one who believes that anything goes. I'm not a libertarian because I don't believe in homosexuality. I don't.
Should it be outlawed? Should homosexuality be outlawed? Really?
I think not only homosexuality, but prostitution and fornication.
Fornication?
Are you going to pass laws against people masturbating?
I beg your pardon, sir.
Would you pass laws against people masturbating, ma'am?
Simple question.
Sir, you're talking to a 59-year-old woman, and I'll let you know something. I'm very much offended that you would ask me such a question.
What, you can't answer
like
a simple question?
Would you pass a law against people masturbating?
Sir, I mean,
you want to pass laws against two men having sex. I'm just asking
you
a question.
She said she wanted to pass law against fornication. That's just anybody having sex. Right?
Sir, there's a difference between sex and sexual
abuse. The punishment be cutting their hands off?
When married people have sex, those who aren't married have sexual abuse. You have children that are suffering because their mothers act like female dogs. They don't even know who their fathers are.
Hold on, little missy. Just hang on a second. We're giving you plenty of airtime here, sweetie. I just want to find out where you... I want to understand how Rita thinks.
Sweetie's a little patronizing.
Okay, anyway... You said you want to pass a law against fornication. Now, you would define that as anybody having sex outside of marriage, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, actually, if you're in marriage, if you are married and you're having sex, are there certain sexual positions that are out of the question? That you want to pass laws against those too?
Sir, as far as marital intimacies are concerned, that is outside the purview of government as far as anybody else.
But if you found out that I live next door, let's say I live next door to you there in Texas, and you discovered I have a fiance, we're not married yet, and by the way, we're not getting a legal marriage, so this is a whole other question that we'll get to maybe, but you found out, you heard us one night having sex, and you knew that we weren't married, would you report us to the cops if there was a law against fornication?
You darn right, sir.
Yeah?
You darn right. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I am going...
How dare you?
Who
do you think you are?
How dare you, sir? Who do you think you are?
How dare I have sex with a consenting adult
on my own property?
You're a moral reprobate, and you're one of the ones who are helping to disintegrate this country.
Wait. This country doesn't exist. It's a line on a map. Okay? You're
really?
The one who's disintegrating the country by getting involved in people.
Communist, atheistic propagandist. That's all you are.
Communist, nothing. I don't want to do anything in your life. You're the one who wants central control.
You're the one who wants to regulate other people's lives.
That sounds communist to me. If there's a communist on this line, it's you, baby.
You are nothing but an ignorant moral reprobate.
You want to talk to Rita? Hang on, Rita. We'll keep you on. 800-259-9231. If you have a question for Rita, she thinks that people having sex outside of marriage are reprobates and communists.
And ought to go to jail.
And should be in jail. In fact, if she finds out that you're having sex with somebody outside of marriage, she'll be the one that rats you out. And she thinks she's the real American? More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most addictive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the last 6 days of the show fully archived and described on the front page of the site. In fact, scroll down past day six, and you'll find a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, where they are hosting months' worth of our show. All of it is free at freetalklive.com. We have Rita on the phone with us from Texas, and we started out agreeing with Rita. We agreed with Rita that kids are not better off in the government school system. We should take our kids out of the government school system. However, Rita mentioned something about how she believed that America was depraved. And so I smelled an opportunity there, and I asked her what she meant by that, and then we discovered we disagreed on quite a few things, as a matter of fact. In fact, Rita, are you still there with us?
Oh, I'm still here.
Okay, now I appreciate you being a good sport here. I've got a few questions for you, because I just want to understand where you're coming from. You said before that you believe that fornication, which you define as anybody having sex outside of marriage, should be outlawed. And I asked you specifically if you heard me having sex with my fiance and you, for instance, live next door to me, would you turn me into the cops? And you said absolutely, because you believe that I'm a communist and that I'm ruining this country. Now, what is it about having sex with somebody outside of a marriage that makes somebody a communist?
Well, the communists have advocated that anyway, historically. But the
they have. That's true.
And also, the thing about having indiscriminate sex, it also has to deal with threatening the life. You've got syphilis out there. You've got gonorrhea out there.
Indiscriminate sex. I have a partner who is a female, and we've been together.
You are not an isolated case. You are making a fantasy out of a depraved situation.
A fantasy out of a depraved situation?
Exactly.
It's my lady. We
Do you
live
have any
together.
Children, sir?
Excuse me?
Do you have any children?
No, as a matter of fact, I have a vasectomy. Are you objecting to that as well?
Well, I'm so glad if you had a vasectomy and self-mutilated yourself. That might have been one of the first things that would be that has helped as far as the rest of the community is concerned.
Uh-huh.
But the fact of the matter is that if you're a parent, it's not fun and games whenever you're observing your friend's children or maybe even your own children if you had children that are out having sex with any Tom, Dick, and Harriet or whatever and coming up with out with venereal diseases that maybe make them girls where they can have
diseases?
Kids later. I beg your pardon?
Did your kids get venereal diseases or
not
something?
Not that I know of.
Okay, well, that's good
you're
to know.
You're talking to a woman, sir, that went through the sexual revolution, and I've never had affairs like I've sat back and watched going on for years.
Uh-huh.
You're talking...
Well, that's fine. I'm not having an affair either. But anyway, let me get back to the whole question, because, again, you said you would turn me in for having sex with my fiancé.
Exactly.
So how does it feel to be anti-freedom? What's it like to be anti-freedom?
Sir, there's a when I heard your commercial on Mr. Magnaric on being a libertarian,
uh-huh.
I'm a constitutionalist. I live not too far from Austin.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. Let's see, you're interfering with my liberty and my life by calling the cops on me for having sex.
Libertarians, as far as I'm concerned, are anarchists. They aren't even constitutionalists. They are anarchists.
You know,
they believe anything goes, that they are an authority unto themselves, and I believe in legitimate government, sir. I believe in the preamble when it says that the purpose of this, that we the people,
So my question is, how does it feel to be anti-freedom, Rita? What's
sir,
it like to live that way?
All freedoms, sir, come from God.
Well,
and the fact of the matter is, if you don't believe in God, you don't know what freedom is all about, sir.
Well,
it is the outcome.
I'd like to make a small point on this, Rita, if I could. Now, you see, it's the we the people. That's the sort of like how everybody does things. And you see how the public school systems degenerated into something. Now, I would say that it's a fair guess that the public school system started out, you know, people praying and people doing things more in the line with what, you know, Christian values that you would like to see. Would you agree with that, Rita?
There were Christian values, sir. You're talking
right.
to someone
And now
who,
they've degenerated.
You're talking
and
to
this
some,
is,
excuse
I,
me.
I want to make a point
you're
on
You're talking
this.
To someone who was even praying the Lord's Prayer when I was a kid in school.
Me too.
When I was a kid in school, we were saying God is great, God is good. You know, let us thank them for their food.
Right.
What do you see now on television, and what do you see right now on the street? You've got girls, little girls that are dressed like little prostitutes.
I happen to agree with you, but I wouldn't do anything about it.
You've got pornography going out all over the place.
That I wouldn't do anything about it, Rita, is that you see how the public school system's degenerated here, and I would agree with you that it has degenerated.
It degenerated
Just a second. The point I want to make on this is that if you give the police the power to legislate, you know, you give legislative power to and make this make certain sex crimes illegal, you're just going to see that power degenerate just like it has with public school system, because it always degenerates.
Used to be a crime. It's still a crime in the state of New Mexico, although the Attorney General won't enforce it, for two people who are not married to have sexual relations. That's fornication. There were states that it was criminal to have adultery.
That is not justification for your position. Some bureaucrats passed a law against sex.
I consider the source. You're a young whippersnapper, and you sound like a daggum idiot.
I'm 34.
And you know something? I'll let you know something.
I go out every day. I got to work. I earn lots of money. I got a wife. I'm young, swipper, stamper, nothing.
Well, you know something? I'll let you know something else. The other thing, too, that I won't do anymore is I won't support anybody who's in the United States military, Nazi military, or the Nazi police. Not after I've
hey,
heard
Rita,
about the...
I'm glad I'm not moving to Texas. Have a great day. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-
She got three segments.
9231. You know, this is why I just don't think the experiment has worked, this whole American experiment thing with
us
all.
There's so many different people.
Right. People like Rita that want to force their sexual beliefs on you.
But everybody wants to force some belief on you.
Right, want to force their moral system on you, or the you know, some other group that wants to force their beliefs on you. It's just not appropriate. It is anti-American. I don't care how much of a constitutionalist you are. More coming back, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reed, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. If you want to get your call in, now would be the time to do it. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the bulletin board system, streaming, the Shrine of Female Listeners archives. All of it is on the house. It always will be. However, we would like your help if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. So go check out our AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. All we're asking for is $3 a month. That's it. $3 a month. We're going to turn that money right around into more advertising for the show. We'll promote the show to more radio stations, promote it around the internet. And so far, almost 90 of our listeners, actually, I think 90, have joined the AMP program.
That's a lot.
And that's a big deal for us because it's making a huge difference in our ability to promote the show. And so we really appreciate it. In fact, once we reach our goal, we'll do you a favor and cut back on commercial time by 25%. So check it all out at amp.freetalklive.com. Mike emails in. He says, you had the perfect opportunity to show this crazy woman how irrational her logic is, and you censored her as Fox News would. Why? Not very libertarian. You stooped down to her level. censored her.
I wanted
we
to
had her
point.
On for two full segments.
She got we potted her right back up after I made the point that I was trying to make.
Yeah, we can't. You can't have somebody talk at the same time as someone else is talking. It makes for really
bad radio.
Unintelligible radio, and people will tune out for that. I mean, you can't call that censoring having the woman on for two segments. Most people get a few minutes. Depending on
if
how
if I had been successful in stopping her from talking, and you know, like I got to make my point, then I would have. Would I have censored her then?
I don't know. Anyway,
I wouldn't
he
have
says,
used force, I guess.
He says you could have asked her why it was her business what someone does. Well, she would have said, well, because it's morally wrong or
right.
something like that. Affecting I mean, we could have asked her a bunch of questions. We tried to ask her a number
spinning
of questions.
Spinning down to the bowels
and, Mike,
of hell.
You could have called in. We invited you to. Let's go to the phones and talk to Brett, who actually has called in. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Well, I had a question about rights on public school property.
Okay. You don't have any.
Yeah, well, the other day, I don't understand why that is. I mean, I know that's true, but the other day I was in class, I was reading news on my cell phone. The teacher, she grabbed my cell phone out of my hand. Like she didn't ask, didn't say, hey, Brett, can I have your cell phone? You're not supposed to have it. She grabbed it. And so that got me thinking, like, since it's funded by taxpayers, aren't there some kind of rights at all?
No. When I was getting in trouble, which was frequently back in high school, I actually asked the principal that. I said, well, don't I have the right to don't I have a right to trial? Don't I have a right to freedom of speech? And he said, no, you don't have any of those rights when you're on school property.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
They just don't.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Nothing. I just wanted to...
Nothing.
Know,
it's just pathetic.
You just have to deal with it, man, or drop out, one or the other.
Well... I'll have to deal with it then.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Brad. Yeah. We appreciate hearing from you. And 800-259-9231. In regards to Rita, so frustrating. I mean, yes, there are more questions we could have asked, but it was pretty much going over tried old territory at that point.
Yeah.
She was just repeating herself, and she believes that she should force her morals down other people's throats. And what I was saying before was, I think this experiment has failed.
You know, I'm really glad that the Amish don't feel that they got to jam their religion down.
They are
really,
so respectful.
I'd really hate it if the Amish were out there campaigning against cars.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't drive cars.
Or air conditioning or electricity.
Thank God they're not out there trying to jam their religion down my throat.
It's immoral to drive
or
cars.
The Jews don't make it so I can't eat pork chops.
Right.
Because I really like pork chops.
Yeah, just leave everybody else alone.
Bacon.
Look, Rita, if what you want is a world without sex, then go move to the little Christian Exodus Project where all you zealots can move together and have your own little theocracy state. Because that's what you want, and that's the only way that you're ever going to be able to get it, is to all move together like we're moving to the Free State Project. We'll see you Monday night at 8 o'clock. Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And man.
See you online, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.